like to make things awkward, real awkward here on Joe and Mackenzie. It's myself, Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, Joe, off on vacation in Costa Rica. Okay, we were talking about contacts in our phones, and we all were looking through thinking, hey, do you have any in your phone that you literally have no clue who this contact is? You have no idea who this person in your phone is. And so I went through producer Porkchop's phone and found this, first of all, what attracted me to it is a treat girl. And you know who that person is though, right?
Hold on, wait. Liv just finished dialing, it's ringing.
Oh, wait, so the premise is, he doesn't know really who this is. You have a vague recollection, but we're gonna call it right now.
Yep, it's ringing.
Okay.
Hello? Hi, did you ever listen to a radio station in New York City called 92.3 Now?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to a concert called Nick or Tree? It was like with Nick Cannon.
I think so. It's been a while though. I really don't remember much of it, but I think I have.
Do you have any idea who could possibly be calling you right now?
Not really. It's pretty early.
Well, my name is Porkchop. I used to be an intern, and you gave me your phone number. And you might be on the radio right now, so please don't curse.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea who this is.
Okay, this is producer Porkchop. It's Joe and Mackenzie. I'm Mackenzie. We were going through his contact list, and we found a number that he... Yeah, I guess so. You knew who it was.
I remember this girl, yes.
But you didn't think she would have any clue who you were.
I don't know. Do you remember me?
No, I'm sorry. I really don't.
I'm impressed you picked up the
thanks
phone.
Thanks for answering. Have a great morning.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Wow, that Bye. Was awkward.
Well, at least she was nice. That could have been way worse.
I'm surprised she actually picked up your phone call.
She was hot, though.
If you and Hostage Boy don't work out, you know, what's your plan?
Would you really go back to girls, do you think?
Yeah, I'm bi.
No.
I know you are, but you've been with men the last how many relationships?
Two?
Yeah, but for how many years?
And in between my ex and this one, there was a girl that I was interested in. I've told you about this girl.
So if Hostage Boy, and we love him so much, but if it didn't pan out, your next relationship, you would be open to...
When my ex dumped me over the summer, I was on Tinder. And the reason I left Tinder is because all the girls I was swiping on, none of them matched with me.
But you know what you were also on?
Grindr, because I'm bi.
And he spent more time on Grindr.
I spent time on both.
The only reason why we ask is because we hear you constantly being like, he's so hot, commenting on all of these hot boys.
Right.
I have never heard you comment on a hot girl, ever.
I don't know. Then maybe I'm slightly more attracted to guys, but I am also attracted to girls.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, well, that was fun.
Please, I don't have to defend myself and tell you what I'm attracted to.
I know, we were just curious.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay.
Well, treat girl might work out, the one we just called. All right, so coming up, Mattel has just released a new Barbie doll. So we're going to get into your favorite toys from back in the day and if you think it's cute or creepy here on Joe and Mackenzie.